Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour with your host, Dr. Heather Pierman, Dean of the 13th College of Regeneration Medicine and Clinical Health Services with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, owner of Intelligently Designed Wellness, chiropractor, clinical nutrition specialist, and is a quantum life and relationship coach. Dr. Pierman is highly revered by many for her ability to bring the mind, body, and infinite intelligence into alignment.
Greetings and welcome to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour. Of course, always excited to be here. So I'm going to say it at the beginning of the show that we will be moving to Thursdays. Beginning next Thursday, December 5th, we will officially be moving to Thursdays at 5 p.m. So we'll definitely make sure that we have announcements for those that are not aware of this. But please share the wealth with your friends and your family that this show will definitely be moving to Thursdays at 5 p.m. We will have another show that will be on at this time, but again, the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour will be moving to Thursdays at 5 p.m. So exciting. Okay, so the topic of our show is illness and disease is your body's way of telling you it's time for change. Yes, let me say that one more time. Illness and disease is your body's way of telling you it's time for change. You know, I've been a practitioner for over 20 years, and this is definitely my purpose. My purpose is definitely here to aid others in transforming through their physical challenges, their emotional challenges, their mental challenges, for the purpose of evolution and change, and also definitely for one's purpose. But we'll expand upon that momentarily. But just wanted to share that note that this is just what I love. I can talk to anyone about this all day, any day, about just the ability to tap into the truth of your existence, why you're here. So when I finally got that download, because just like you, you know, I've always had many questions. I'm trying to identify what is going on in my reality. But when I finally got the download that these experiences are always an opportunity for change, it is nothing less than that. That has not been our conditioning process, but this is the information that the Jewel Network is here for you, is here to bring to you, is about understanding that these challenges that we appear to be presented with are always about change on a higher level of consciousness. It's really about waking up and understanding that there's something in our lives that we are very, very much off track about, and that this is definitely the opportunity for us to get back on track. So now let's skip to the topic of the show. Again, illness and disease is your body's way of telling you it's time for change. So the education systems truly teach you a minute particle of what and how your body functions. You know, basically what your body even represents. It doesn't even tell you what your body represents. You know, I went to chiropractic school and I studied so many different courses, anatomy and physiology, you know, hard and soft tissue pathology, microbiology, immunology, dissection. Okay. I've dissected both female and male cadavers. And even in undergrad, I dissected cats, frogs, you know, I've dissected many things. But but was not taught even in these types of environments. Why am I even doing this? Why am I here, learning about the body? Yes, because I was studying to become a chiropractor. Why? Because I wanted to be able to help people to heal through their challenges. But even then, there was some sort of disconnect, because it's still very superficial as far as what you're learning. But years later, I was just like, so why did I even do that? Why was I in there, dissecting? Yes, I got to see the heart. I got to see the lungs. I even got to dissect a nerve. You see the size of a nerve in the body. These things are truly amazing. And to have that experience, it was purposeful for me to go through that experience. But still, what is this a representation of? We're learning the function of it, how it works, but that's still a very small particle of what we're being taught in school. And there's, and it's important that we actually learn about our bodies. You don't have to learn about it at that capacity, because the truth is, innately, you already have that information. If you're saying, what? I do. Yes, you do. You have it. It's already inside of you because it's inside of you. Now, does it require one to go to school and get that level of information for them to understand how their body functions? Absolutely not. No, you do not have to pay or go to school to get a degree to understand the level and magnitude of your body. No, you don't have to do that. So why do you have a body, right? Why were you given a body? Like, this is the information that we really should be questioning. Why do we even have a body? Why were we given a body? And, that's not something that I don't think that most people don't really question why they actually were given a body, because I have two young children and they never ask, well, mommy, why do I have a body? I talk to them about it now, but they never raised the question. It was never part of their curiosity. And it really should be part of our curiosity as to why we were given a body. So with that being said, we're going to take a sponsor break and we will be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Welcome back to the Psycho Neuro Immunology Hour. And our today's topic is illness and disease is your body's way of telling you it's time for change. And it's definitely an alarm clock going off. There's no doubt about that. And it's a feedback. It's definitely a feedback system that your body is definitely relaying to you that it is time for change. So we just left off before the sponsor break about why do you have a body? Why were you given a body? And, this is definitely a major purpose. It appears in the time that I've been here on planet Earth, in the body of a human being, that, it appears that people are very much aware that the soul is something that never dies. In all of most of the conversations that I've had throughout this time that I've been here, that many people are aware that the soul never dies. But the conversation comes up, the conversation never comes up about the body. And why do we even have one? Why did we come into a female avatar? Why did we come into a male avatar? And this is really something that we need to connect with. It's truly important to one's existence that they identify with why they were even given a body, because it's all 100% purposeful as to why you have a body. So before we even expand upon that, it's important to understand that this body that you were given is divinely orchestrated. It is absolutely divinely orchestrated. if we knew about it, and not, it's not just about scientific information, because the body is not just a piece of science. It is so much more than that. It is truthfully a, it's universal consciousness. It is more than just a piece of science. It goes way beyond that. And again, it's definitely a form of universal consciousness. And this body of consciousness has been divinely orchestrated. Every organ, every cell, every tissue, every aspect of our body represents something that is so important to one's reality, why you're here. Every single aspect of it, there's not one aspect of yourself that is not relevant. Every single cell in your body is absolutely relevant as to why you have this body, why you were given this body, and what role it actually plays in your reality. I tell you, the body is truly an amazing instrument. So, and every cell in your body actually is consciousness. Every cell in your body, did you know that? That every cell in your body actually thinks? It thinks. It actually thinks. It is consciousness. It is a thinking device as well. Just like you, so is every single cell in your body. It has a state of intelligence. It does, just like you do. And again, the way that the body is designed, the way that it's orchestrated, every part of it communicates. Every single cell in your body communicates with every other cell in your body. Every system in your body communicates with every single other system in your body. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? And again, this is not something that we're generally taught. So every single cell in your body communicates with every other cell in the body, and every system in your body communicates with every other system in your body. So even the bacteria, the viruses, the parasites, the fungi, yeast that are hanging out in your body right now, and guess what? Yes, they're in there. They're in there. You know, they're basically a subspecies. And even these bacteria, these fungi, these yeast, these viral, we will call agents, yes, and they are agents, they have consciousness as well. And again, if we choose to study and really go beyond, choose to go beyond the limited teachings that we've had, and again, you do not have to go to a professional school to be a doctor of any kind, meaning a medical doctor, a chiropractor, a podiatrist, an osteopath. You don't have to do that in order to learn about your body. But it is important that we do learn this. It is so important that we get in touch with understanding why we have this this divine instrument. But back to this concept of every cell in your body having consciousness, even the bacteria, the viruses. So if you think about it, if they're hanging out in your body right now, right, and if these bacteria and these viruses and these fungi yeast were strictly about disease, then why isn't everyone sick and dropping dead right now? Right? Just think about that, because if you're literally, you have them even hanging out in front of you and you're not seeing them with the naked eye, but your immune system is definitely working right now. Absolutely. Your immune system is working for you at all times, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every moment of every day. You have this amazing immune system that is working for you. And you know, these systems that we have, they're brilliant. They are brilliant. They know what to do. Your immune system, your endocrine system, your cardiovascular system, your nervous system, your endocrine system, every single system in your body is brilliant. It knows what to do. It knows its purpose. It knows why it's here. It knows what to do. And you know what? It's autonomous, which means that you don't have to tell it what to do because it knows what to do already, right? It's brilliant. Again, it knows what to do. And at the same time, you know what it also does? It listens to you. Because it works for you. And it's autonomous in the sense that it knows what to do. It knows its function. It knows why it's here. It knows its purpose. And again, it listens to you. So you're saying to yourself, well, if it listens to me, then how can we get sick? How can we experience disease? How can we, because again, it knows its function. But you see, when we begin to interfere with its function, that is when illness and disease begin. And it's trying to tell you, when we experience illness and disease, that you are interfering with its job. Even though it's working for you, because it knows its purpose, and how is it working for you? So every system knows what it needs to do in order to support you and why you're here. Every single system in your body knows its role in your life and why it's here. And it knows what it's here to do for you because it knows your purpose. But you see, when you are out of alignment with your purpose, you are throwing your body off. Get it? Every single system in your body knows exactly what to do. It is autonomous. You don't have to get involved with it. It's just like driving a car, right? You don't have to tell the engine how to pump the oil, right? You don't have to tell the battery what to do, right? You don't have to tell the exhaust system what to do. But you see, when we begin to interfere with these systems, right, and we're not taking care of them effectively and efficiently, guess what? You're going to get that light is going to go on, just like when that oil light is flashing or, you have the light that's letting you know that the tire is low. Well, illness and disease, you know, that's really the same thing. You know, when these things are flashing on your dashboard in the car, it's letting you know that the car is in some sort of dis-ease. Right? It's in some sort of form of illness, and it's letting you know that something is off track, right? Well, guess what? That illness and disease is that dashboard. And many times we don't listen. And the symptoms don't have to be aggressive or vast. We just don't listen. And the symptoms are definitely trying to tell you that something is off track. It's a signal. And we're not listening to it. And what happens is when it gets to a point where, all right, you know what, I'm not feeling well. You know, I'm not listening. I mean, I'm not feeling well. Something is off here. That is your body's way of telling you it's time for you to listen because you are off track. We can call the disease process anything that we want, but it's understanding that it's time for change. So with that being said, we're going to take a sponsor break and we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay, so welcome back to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour, and today we are discussing that illness and disease is your body's way of telling you it's time for change. So before the sponsor break, we were just discussing how when we begin to experience illness and disease that, this is your body's way of definitely communicating to you that you are out of alignment. Once again, the body is brilliant. It's never designed to get sick or ill or experience dis-ease, but when we do, it's definitely your body's way of telling you that we are that we are off track and that it's time for change, that we must wake up and understand that there's something happening. The challenge is that we get so focused on a disease and that we're not paying attention to why we're experiencing it to begin with. See, that's really the message. But even then, we go deeper into a state of what we would call cognitive dissonance. We're not seeing or hearing what's really happening. We're not seeing or hearing. So we go to the doctor takes our temperature. Let's just say you have a fever, and they say, okay, you have a fever, so we're going to give you something to address the fever. Or if you have pain, we're going to give you something to address the pain. But we've never been conditioned to understand that it's happening for a reason. And that reason, first of all and foremost, is to get your attention, because this is not something that is supposed to be happening. It's not, you know, if you're saying, but pain is natural, pain is this. Well, pain is a form of feedback. It's there to alarm you that there's something in your reality that you are not paying attention to, that you're not seeing. It's an alarm clock, right? Anything that you're experiencing with the body where you're in a state of discomfort is definitely a signal to inform you that it's time for you to change. And any time that we are experiencing illness or disease, we're living in the past with our thoughts. Our thoughts are definitely in the past. We're not in the present. So let's just even look at the root of illness and disease. What is the root of it? At the root of any disease or illness, it's an anchored emotion or emotions that we are experiencing. At the root of any, it starts with any disease. It doesn't matter what you label it as. It starts at the root of it is where we are in our emotional reality. It's where we are in our emotional reality. We have, if you decide to study the body, right, we have five bodies. And one of those five bodies, we have a mental body. We have the physical body. We have the spiritual body. We have the energy body. And then we have the emotional body. And the emotional body is there. It's when the emotional body is flooded with these emotions, that is when the physical body is beginning to change, right? So again, we have these five bodies, and one of the and that body outside of the physical body is called the subtle body, S-U-B-T-L-E, the subtle body. And in this subtle body inhabits the emotional body. And it's when the emotional body is just out of balance that the physical body is now beginning to experience these changes, that it's beginning to experience these changes. So at the root of all dis-ease is what's happening in one's emotional reality. Where are we in our thought process? It's so important to get this, because if we don't and we just continue to look at disease as something outside of us, instead of part of an experience that we're having, then we truly don't evolve. We keep treating it like it's something that is outside of ourselves instead of understanding that it's really an opportunity for you to go within and change. And I definitely got that download. And as a practitioner, this is something that I always teach all of my clients today. Some of them are in alignment with it. Some of them, it takes them a moment because they don't want to hear that. They just want a pill or what can I take? Like, give me a supplement. What can I drink for this to go away? That is a very small part of it. And even within our holistic realm, as holistic practitioners, many of us practice like that, that we can just give you something and this is going to cause it to go away. This is going to help it to go away. That is a very small piece of it, because if we really understood how magnificent this body truly is, then we would know that it was designed for it to be able to regenerate itself. Doesn't matter what it is. You know, in 2014, I broke my ankle, didn't have to get any surgery, didn't need any pins or needles. And I'll tell you, I really had, it was such an amazing experience, because even just how it all unfolded. But in the process of healing, number one, I made sure that the first thing that I did was I contacted my holistic practitioner. That was the first thing I did. I said, okay, I said, I got to get on the phone with my holistic practitioner so we can get to work, right? So we can get to work. And yes, I still went the medical route. I still went to the hospital, rode in an ambulance. That was an interesting experience. It was actually quite comical. But that experience in itself was really amazing. It really allowed me to just watch myself and this body come together collectively. And it was amazing. Even in the healing process, it was amazing. Got on the phone with my holistic practitioner, went to the doctor, and, you know, they put my ankle in a soft cast. And I experienced a fracture and a dislocation. And they were like, okay, we think you're going to need surgery. And I just sat back and I remember laying on that table and I said, nope, we're not doing surgery. Okay, we're not going that route. I was very focused. And even when they were trying to prescribe me some heavy duty meds, I said, you know, can't you just give me like the basic stuff? They were like, oh no, we're going to give you this. And as soon as I left the hospital and I was able to get on the phone with my holistic practitioner, you know, we got busy right away. And I remember I just slept through the night, never had to take any medication, none whatsoever. And I remember my mother called me the next day and she's like, did you touch those meds? Did you take those medications? I was like, no, didn't have to. You know, why? Because I made a conscious decision to take, I took the route to work with knowing that the mind and the body comes together as this collective. And when you align it, the body will always do what it needs to do. And the purpose of this session was to get the mind and body back together again, working collectively. And when that happens, guess who wakes up in that process? I do. So that was definitely a signal for me in that moment that I was off track. It wasn't just about, okay, so let's just get this ankle healed. It was about, where do I need to be? And, you know, I took that time to really be with myself and reflect upon this experience and what needed to change. There was no posting on Facebook or any social media whatsoever. Did not want to put myself in that sort of energy because I knew that I needed to heal and I needed to spend time with myself and my body. Now, this is not a judgment if one chooses to do that. I'm just sharing what I have chosen, what I chose to do, because I needed to be very much in touch with my body and what was happening and to be able to spend the time with it. And I remember I had the choice to go to two different doctors when this injury took place. It was either someone that was going to be back that Monday, right, or someone that I could go see that very next day. And there was some sort of it was interesting because it was a bit of like a tug of war what was happening with who I was going to go see. But when I really got focused, it said, go see this doctor tomorrow, okay? And when I did, he said, thank goodness you came here today, because if you just waited one more day, I would have needed surgery. You see what happens when you get focused, you get the downloads, you hear what you're supposed to do. You don't live in fear about it. You get focused and you really get aligned with your body. See how brilliant the body is? The body will always communicate with you if you're willing to listen in these moments of illness and disease. And like I said, I definitely got the download. I'm so grateful that I chose that doctor and that stayed on that course. And staying focused, staying present with this process, listening to my body, following its leads now, right? It healed in less than 6 weeks, did my rehabilitation, and I was right back up again. Didn't focus on this being something that was severe and, oh my gosh, what is my life going to be like from this point on? Because as I continue to get aligned with this process, right, with this process, I knew this body was going to heal. I wasn't concerned if it was going to be out of alignment, because I know how amazing the body is. But again, going back to the experience in itself, I was out of alignment. You see, and that break, that fracture is a misalignment, not just of the ankle, but it was a misalignment of my entire reality at that time. So that was a major wake-up call, and I began to look at the other things that were happening in my life. Where was my focus? What was I thinking about? And I can definitely say at that time there was a lot that was going on in my reality. And again, that experience aided me in getting back on track. So grateful, again, for that experience. I never saw it as something that was quote-unquote, as we might label as wrong or something bad. It was only an opportunity for me to evolve, and that's exactly what I did through that experience. I was evolving. I was absolutely evolving through that experience. So now, even though I know how great the body is and that it would heal, right? And I'll tell you, the body will heal through any disease process. But you see, if we're living in fear, right, that's number one. And fear is what? Again, it's an acronym for false evidence appearing real, that we believe that this is the only way. So let's just say someone is experiencing cancer or diabetes or high blood pressure. If we only see it in terms of death, like we begin to fear it, oh my God, what's going to happen? And we're not aware of it in the sense that this is the alarm clock going off, and we're not taking approaches to changing one's reality, then yes, that's where it will take you over time. It's not, again, because we're not seeing it as an opportunity for change. So my fracture, you know, it wasn't an illness, but it was definitely a dis-ease process, right? Well, you can even label it as illness if you want to, right? But it was still a dis-ease process. And if I stayed in fear, I know that my body never would have, I never would have gotten the download, right? I never would have gotten the opportunity to really look at everything that was happening in my reality. Now, going back to every other disease process that we have these, we've given this sort of diagnostic names, okay? When we understand what's happening, again, the body is divinely orchestrated. And the only time that we can experience any dis-ease or illness is when we are out of alignment. Understand that. I was talking earlier about the emotional, that what's at the root of all illness and disease is definitely where we are emotionally. That we're definitely in the past, we're not in the present, we're focused on all these other things, and we're so distracted. What we're feeding the body through our thoughts, because you just don't feed your body through food. What you're feeding your body all of the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, are your thoughts, right? Are your thoughts. So what do your thoughts actually look like? What do they look like? Seriously, when you pay attention, so you're consciously, I mean, when you pick up, let's say, a glass of water, or some juice you might be drinking, or if you're picking up a hamburger or you're eating a salad, you know that you're aware that you're eating a salad or drinking a glass of water. But you see, what we're not paying attention to are what our thoughts are. And just like you're feeding your body that glass of water, which carries consciousness, by the way, right? Every time you drink a glass of water, let me tell you something, and your water is definitely conductive. You need to really think about before you take that sip, what are you thinking about? Because even when you drink water, you're carrying that vibration through your body. Okay? So with that being said, we're going to take another sponsor break, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, so welcome back to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour. And we were just discussing, you know, about when we are experiencing illness and disease, that we are definitely off track in our reality, and how the body is just such an amazing feedback system. It truly, truly is. And leaving off before the sponsor break, that even when you see water is conductive, it carries information. And even in your thoughts, when you're taking that sip of water, you know, you really want to see where your thoughts are. So what I was comparing before was, you know, being aware of like when you're eating a salad. Now, so, you know, so let's just say, this is just for the purposes of just to give you a visual. So if you're eating a salad, right, so you have a salad, right, now you have, let's say, rat poison, okay, so you know that, say, we have this beautiful salad, it's kale and Swiss chard and all these amazing greens, right, and then, so you know that salad is healthy for you, right, okay, so now you have rat poison, so what are you going to choose to eat, drink, you're going to eat the salad or you're going to drink the rat poison, right? You're going to eat the salad. Why? Because you are aware of the fact that that salad is going to age your body. Your body's going to assimilate it, right? Now, if you drink the rat poison, we know that that's poison, right? You're aware that it's poison, unless you have some sort of purpose for drinking that poison. You're not going to drink the poison, right? So now, it's the same thing with your thoughts. Your thoughts are affecting your body the same way. You see? So your thoughts, so we need to begin to pay attention as to what our thoughts are. And the more that we are present, the more we become aware of what we're thinking. Again, the more that we become present, the more that we become aware of our thinking. So now, you see, so being that your thoughts affect your body and how it's functioning, right? Remember what was said earlier, that your systems are autonomous. They don't need your input. They don't need your input, right? They already know what it's here to do. Every system is autonomous. It knows exactly what to do. You don't have to think about when your heart is going to beat and how many times it's beating a day, or when it comes down to eliminating, right, when it's time to urinate, okay? You don't have to think about that. Or when you're chewing your food and once you swallow it, even when once it goes into your mouth, even before it goes into your mouth, your body is aware of what steps it's going to take in order to continue to assimilate that food, process it, and then utilize it for energy, and then what? Eliminate it. Right, eliminated. So, with that being said, it is your body is very conscious of what it needs to do. So again, you don't have to get involved. You don't have to tell your heart how many times it has to beat or how much acid your stomach has to be able to produce in order to basically break down that food. Right, you don't have to. How many hormones need to be produced by your endocrine system, by the hypothalamus gland, or your thymus gland, or your thyroid gland, or your parathyroid, or your pineal, your pituitary. All these glands know exactly what to do. Your liver knows what to do. Your small intestines, your large intestines, but how does it become an issue? Because your thoughts interfere if they are out of alignment with your purpose, right? These thoughts that we're carrying, and definitely the emotional basis of what we're thinking, is now interfering with how your body is functioning. That is what begins to throw the body off track. Your thoughts can 100% put your body into a state of vulnerability. Yes, it can. It can make it susceptible to these particular bacteria. We'll just say here, just, you know, these bacteria, these fungal, these viral agents, they're not here to cause you dis-ease, right? Because as you continue to study, you will understand that these viruses, that these parasites, that these bacteria, that they are actually here for a purpose, but it's not here to destroy you. See, that may have been the seed that has been implanted, but when you really begin to understand that they also have consciousness, now, yes, I understand, oh, it's flu season, so we have the flu virus, we have this thing here, we have this over here, prepare yourself, get your systems armed and ready. If we really understand how these bacteria, because again, they all have consciousness. And you know what? If you ever choose to study bacteria or viruses or parasites, you know what's so amazing about them is that they work together collectively. Collectively. They're never alone. They always work collectively, right? Collectively. All of the time. And the only time that they can truly invade a human body's immune system is when we are out of alignment, when we put these immune systems under stress. You see, they're not here to come in and just destroy you. No, they're not, because they have consciousness themselves. They only become a problem when we're out of alignment, you see? Because, again, your immune system, every single system in your body is divinely orchestrated. And the only way that it can become vulnerable or susceptible to these changes is when we are putting it in this state. That's what happens. And so if you're getting upset with your immune system, if you experience a cold or the flu, your immune system didn't do that to you. It's really the other way around. We put it under that state of stress based on our thoughts. So what's really being said here is that you need to begin to, okay, let me rephrase that. What's being said here is that it's important that we begin to look at how we're thinking. It's important to look at how you're thinking, what you're focusing on. Are you in worry? Are you in doubt? Are you in lack? Are you in scarcity? Because when you're in those states of consciousness or you're in those thought fields, these are the frequencies that puts the body into a state of vulnerability, and boom, we open ourselves up to everything and anything that's out there. I'm going to say that again. When we are in these lower frequency emotions, such as anger, fear, shame, lack, doubt, scarcity, panic, distrust, disgust, anxiety, embarrassment, all of that, right? This is where we begin to put the body into this state of vulnerability. It actually puts the body under stress. And just because you don't necessarily feel that, you still are. And it is so important that we get to a place where we are raising up our frequency, right? Where are we in our consciousness? It is so important for us to begin to do that. Because, see, when we are there in these higher states of consciousness, such as love and trust and compassion and patience and kindness, the body is doing its job. It's serving you and what you came here to do. And if you're living and existing in these higher states of consciousness, then you have to be in your purpose. You can't not be in your purpose, because it's only when we are in these lower frequencies, the anger, the frustration, that we're definitely not in purpose, because your purpose is the frequency of love, you see. And if you're in it and you're living it, that's where you're going to be all of the time. That's home. That's truly home. But you see, when we're hanging out in these lower frequencies, we're basically homeless, okay? And it's time for us to come home and be in this body and allow our bodies to serve us in the way that it was designed to do. And that is for us to be and living in our divine purpose. But because we're in this fear and we don't trust, right? We don't trust. We're hanging out in these lower frequencies of distrust and lack and shame and all these other things, that we continue to put the body under stress. So any illness or disease is trying to tell you that it's time for you to change. That is the first sign. That is the first signal. It shouldn't be, oh my God, what's happening? What's happening is it's time for change. And with that being said, we're going to take a sponsor break and we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the JUL University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
So welcome back here, and we are discussing how when we experience illness and disease, it's your body's way of telling you it's time for change. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the alarm clock going off. The toast is burning in the toaster. Okay, the coffee is overpouring. That is the alarm. That is the signal to let you know that it's time for you to change. And, you know, we all say that we want change, but then we don't want to change. We continue doing the same things. And, you know, we could go to the doctor. The doctor will give us something. We feel better, but we're still doing the same thing. We're still thinking the same way. We're still functioning. And, you know, as a holistic practitioner, you know, that was my goal, was to help clients to feel better, right? So guess who had to get the wake-up call as a practitioner? My own experiences with illness and disease was for me to wake up call and say, you know what, Dr. Pyramid, you know, yeah, I get it. You want people to feel better, but that's not why. What are you doing? What is the purpose in getting better? You see, even I had to get it in order to be able to help you. You see, I had to get it. And what I had to get was, what is the purpose of me aiding someone in getting better? What is the purpose of that? Because you have a purpose to fulfill. I'm not just here to help someone, to give them some pills and some supplements and drink a shake or adjust you. You know, no, it's to get you out of pain. Because if you, what's the purpose of that? You know, and if my colleagues are listening right now and you're not aligned with this, please get aligned with it. What is the purpose of you helping your clients to get better? What's the purpose in that? Because if you're not helping them, because if they're going right back to a job that you know that is so stressful and has nothing to do with their purpose, and you're not having a conversation with them about that, well, you know what? You're going to end up getting the download too, because that is our job, okay? That is the purpose of us helping clients and patients to get well. Absolutely. It is not to put you back into the same environment that is influencing going back into these environments that are playing a role in why we're experiencing these anchored emotions. It's playing a role. Yes, it is influencing on some level, right? But it's still the person in that body that makes the final decision. You know, and I have clients that just, they don't want to change. They want to just go back, and then they don't want to take responsibility for why this is happening. At the end of the day, you, the soul in that body, are responsible for all of it, for every single ounce of it. And if you don't want to hear that, you're like, beep, I'm going to turn the show off right now. Okay, that's up to you. But the information that you're getting right now is the truth of your existence. And it's time that someone tells us the truth. You know, that's another reason why I chose to become a wedding officiant, because I wanted to be able to tell the couples that I work with that you are here to marry each other. And through your experiences, no matter what they look like, that you are here to evolve at a higher level of consciousness. If we only think that marriage is about money, cars, and the house, and the white picket fence, and two kids, and a dog, then you've missed the purpose of marriage, because that is not what it's about whatsoever. That is a small piece of it, okay? And it's through these challenges in a marriage, right? Just like we were saying, the concept of what happens in the car when the battery light goes off, when it's time to change the oil. Well, challenges in a marriage is the same thing as a state of dis-ease. You see, it's all aligned, right? It's all aligned, and it's there. That is the download. That is the signal that it's time for change within you. And as much as you may want to point the finger at everyone or anything else, it starts with you. You see, because again, you were given a body that is absolutely divine. It is absolutely divine in the way that it's been designed, okay, because it's intelligently designed for you to be able to do what you came here to do. So again, illness and disease is telling you that it's time to change. It's time that you're off track, that you're not in your purpose, definitely not in your purpose, that some things in your life, you are definitely out of alignment with purpose. And purpose is just not what you do. You know, it's not your job. Or I want to get that straight. It's not just your job. It's everything. It's how you think. It's the decisions that you're making. Are they purposeful? And what your personal mission is, what is unique to you, what you came here to do, right, is what we should be doing, right? That's your purpose in that regard. But you see, we've been conditioned to think that it's a hobby, you know, that we can't, you know, create money from it. It's not true. It isn't true, because money is energy, right? And we understand that money is energy, and money is a conscious, it's really supposed to be a conscious creation and manifestation process. And if we're not understanding that, we just think about, okay, so if I get a job, I'm punching the clock, this is how I'm supposed to make money, then we're definitely not in alignment with our existence. And it is so important to remove ourselves from a limited reality. It is time that we begin to step into these higher teachings and grow. So how does one do that? Well, first of all, tonight, come and hang out with the Jewel University for our overview. You know, the Jewel University is definitely the university of the 21st century. Let me repeat that. It is the university of the 21st century, and there is so much that you will learn about who you are and why you're here, right? And, you know, we're not trying to get into the abstract here. It's about you understanding your existence. And the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living is here to give you the sciences. It is here to give you the information of your existence. And tonight at 7 p.m., you can join us live for our overview. It's through Adobe Connect. We welcome you. Tell your friends and your family. You know, be open. If you're like, oh, no, I don't know. Be open. And I'm so grateful to all of my mentors that I have evolved with throughout the years that always said, you know what, just be open. Be open. Dr. Pierman, be open. And when we learn to be open, we magnetize some of the greatest things into our lives. So be open. Join us at 7 o'clock for the overview. We'll cover all of the colleges and the programs that we offer. We'll hear some testimonials of what the students are experiencing, and our students, you know, it is so great to watch them evolve, because, you know, they're ready to change. And even if they're experiencing fear and doubt, they know that if they just stay the course, they're seeing amazing things happen. And we, as practitioners of the Jewel University, that we get to see this. Absolutely, we get to see this happen. So we have the Dr. Jewel Brain Balancing Program, that when, you know, you get your left and your right brain balanced, that, you know, is what we call full brain functionality. You know, we got to get this brain balanced because we're living in one part, one neighborhood, and we're not, you know, we're not going to the other neighborhoods. And it's so important that we do that, because in these other neighborhoods, there are things that you can experience that you can't even imagine right now, but you got to get your brain balanced, because when you get your brain balanced and you really start using it, you will understand, you will know that you live in a limitless reality. But you see, when we limit ourselves to this idea, oh gosh, if I just have $20 million, my life will be okay. But you see, when you limit yourself to $20 million, well, that's a death walk, because you're saying that's all you need to live. That's not true, because there is more to life than $20 million. I have to tell you that. But you see, you got to be willing to go to other parts of your brain to understand that. We have our galactic activation portal, our future galactic activation portal meditation coming up that begins on Thursday, December 5th, and it's going through Saturday, December 14th. It is a 10-day meditation where you get to create your present future. You get to create your reality, and that's what you're here to do. You are here to create your reality, and it's through creating your reality that you really begin to understand who you are. So that's coming up. Get signed up for that. And then we also have courses where you can purchase the replays. We have Create a Life of Sovereignty. Yes, you can be sovereign in this lifetime. We have Create Your Day, where you learn how to create your day. And we even have a 13-tone creation format course that this course teaches you how to create. You know, it is so awesome, and it is truly a higher teaching. We have a course that was just taught by an archaeologist, Grand Matriarch Renee Brown Sanders, teaching us about human existence. Wow, you know, our existence on this planet, that was so awesome. You know, again, and then we also have our past galactic activation portal. Yes, that past, but the information in that meditation was so current. And when I tell you, you are going to gather a wealth of information about your existence. You see, this is what will aid us in evolving, in changing, in understanding who you are, getting ourselves aligned with this body. You know, we have our we'll have our courses coming up for 2020. We have some amazing courses coming up. Our courses are designed to keep you aligned with who you are, why you're here. You understand the truth of your existence, reclaiming your body's owner's manual. You see, and that's where the true power and control about your existence is. It's not in a paycheck. It's not in a dollar bill or any sort of currency whatsoever. Because all of that you can learn how to create. You can master all of that. Yes, you can. And so much more. Do not limit yourself to money. Limit yourself to your existence and what it is all about, because it goes far beyond that. I'll tell you, cosmic science is where it's at. That is the ultimate truth of your existence. It is the cosmic science. That is the truth. That is the information that is truly going to help you to evolve and understand who you are. But you see, if we don't align ourselves with that information, we're never really going to understand the truth of our existence. We're going to keep ourselves limited to a job, death, taxes, okay? A job, taxes, and death. And I've heard that quote, oh, one thing for sure is death and taxes. Well, you know what? That's a belief too. But you see, how will you ever know that? The only way that you will ever know that that's a misnomer is if you choose to expand in the information that is available to us. So go to www.juis.education. Check us out. Get signed up for our courses. Learn about your body so you can understand the truth of your existence. That's what we're here for, is to help you to reclaim your body's owner's manual. Learn how to love you your existence and everybody and everything in it, and expand on levels of consciousness that you couldn't even imagine before.
Thank you for sharing this hour with
us.
You've been listening to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Pearman here every Tuesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.